I do think the government has a story to tell here, and it needs to tell it more effectively. Net migration is down significantly back to the pre-20 or getting towards the pre-2021 levels before the Boris wave. And I think the government really needs to point to that, to then allow some breathing space for a considered debate on the proposals around changes to the immigration system.
So
and again, as I said at the start,
chosen.
Angela needs to be listened to. Mm. From my point of view, I would have a concern about the mandatory checks on people's country of origin and kind of checking whether the circumstances have changed. My feeling would be that could place an administrative burden on a system that already struggles to cope and in fact doesn't cope, is often in chaos. And I don't feel that that is deliverable, alongside the problem that it leaves some people in limbo. So the moral question, I think, that Angela was pointing to. But, you know, there does need to be, you know, a functional immigration system reformed to be that way. But I think because of the change that we've already seen, I think the government should take time to work people, listen to concerns. And I'm sure that's what the Home Secretary will do.